Welcome to the Commitment to Excellence podcast. I'm Sean Quimby. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. My goal is to work with as many people as possible to help you make a commitment to excellence, and frankly, to help me make a commitment to excellence, to keep me on the path. That's the idea of what this show's about. So thanks for joining us today. This is episode 9 of the Commitment to Excellence podcast, and is, in my opinion, this is going to be the best episode I've done so far for a couple of reasons. First, it's my first interview with a guest, and I'm pretty excited about that. I'll point out that the audio is, I'm not happy with the quality of the audio. These things will get better. This is sort of a test run for me, and believe it or not, doing an interview, having two mics going at the same time is trickier than you think, and I'm still figuring it out. I think the audio quality is acceptable, though, so I hope that you enjoy the conversation. Secondly, so this is a young person, and I guess I'll stop beating around the bush. Conversation with my daughter, my 13-year-old daughter, who is a pretty dialed-in young lady. I am under no delusion that she's perfect. I don't think she's under any delusion that she's perfect. I hope not, if she's paying attention to what I'm trying to teach her, what we're trying to teach her, she knows she's not perfect. But she's a pretty dialed-in kid, and there's a few things about her that I find pretty inspiring, and I wanted to talk with her about that. I thought she's easy pickings for my first guest. So she got volunteered, and she was cool with it, which I think is cool. That is one of the things that I really admire about her, is her ability to face some fears and some challenges and step up to the plate and get it done. So we talk about that actually in this episode. We talk about her work ethic and a variety of other things. And I've said in a couple of episodes, one of the things that I admire about her is her work ethic. And I don't think there are many kids her age that are as dialed in as her in terms of work ethic. There are a few, like, I actually can think of a couple of kids that work probably at their task close to, if not harder than she does. But being dialed in at 13, man, that's a pretty cool thing. So I wanted to have a conversation with her. I think that it was good for her to think about her goals and objectives and talk about kind of who she wants to be a little bit and that kind of thing. And it was fun for us to do together. It was a good test drive for me to have a conversation with somebody else on the podcast. And, you know, selfishly, we'll have this forever. I will be gone someday, and she will still be able to listen to this show back. And hopefully it will be a fond memory and something for her to reflect on. And it was a cool experience. So my hope is that you'll enjoy this. My guess is most of you who are going to listen are going to get a kick out of it at the very least, and hopefully be entertained, maybe even inspired, because there are some things about this young lady that are pretty inspiring, and hopefully you get something out of it. So again, thanks for listening to just my little pitch before we dive in here. You know, check us out on Instagram. We've got our Instagram page, Commitment to Excellence. We've got a Facebook group, Commitment to Excellence. Share this show on your social media. That's the biggest thing you can do to help us out. I'm not doing any advertising, and I'm not currently taking any ads on the show, although, you know, someday maybe I'll do some stuff like that. But for right now, it's pretty organic, and that's all it's going to be anytime soon. So the best you can do for me is to share the show. So here we go with episode 9 of A Commitment to Excellence, a conversation with what I think is a pretty dialed in young lady. Thanks for listening. Welcome. How's it going today?
Good.
You have the privilege of being the first guest ever, aside from me, but I'm not a guest, I'm the host. You have the privilege of being the first guest ever on the Commitment to Excellence podcast. What are your thoughts about that?
It's cool.
It's cool. I agree, it is cool. Hopefully you're the first of many high-level, exciting, top-shelf guests. All right, so why don't you introduce yourself to everybody so everybody knows who you are?
I'm Reagan Quimby.
Reagan Quimby. Okay, so you have the privilege of being my daughter, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Why do you think I asked you to be the first guest on the podcast?
I don't know,
because
I'm your favorite.
Favorite daughter? Absolutely. You are my favorite daughter. 100%. Well, okay. I'll tell you why I asked you, okay? So there are a couple of reasons. One, you're kind of easy. You're like, here, you're a captive audience, so I got you right where I want you, right? I also think it'd be cool, like 20 or hopefully 30 or 40 years from now when I'm gone, you'll have this to listen to, and it might be kind of fun for you and maybe for me someday to listen back to, right? So I think that'll be cool. When you get to be my age, you'll start to appreciate these sorts of things. The other reason I asked you is because there's a lot of things about you that I see the things that I talk about and the things that I want to teach about. I see them in you, and I thought you would be a good person to have on, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that later, but I thought you'd be good to start the conversation. Pretty cool, huh? So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Like, how old are you? Where, what grade are you in? What are the things you like to do? That kind of thing.
I'm 13. I'm in 7th grade. I like to play softball and soccer.
Okay. What else do you like to do?
Hang out with my friends.
Okay, that's cool. What about school? What are your thoughts about school?
It's all right. I wish I had gym class.
All the time? Yeah.
Yes.
That makes sense. All right, cool. What about your grades? Are your grades important to you?
Yeah. I've had high honors every quarter since 6th grade.
That's cool.
Which is when you start middle school.
Yes. So is it important to you to maintain that, the high honors?
I think it's a good goal for me to have for school.
Yeah. How come?
Because it means you're one of the best and smartest people in a way, I guess.
Potentially, yep. There's another thing that I would argue that it means too. Yeah.
What is that?
What do you think? What's your guess?
Care about
that you care.
School?
Yeah, that you care about school. But do lazy people make high honors?
Usually not, no.
So hard work is also important, would you say?
Yeah.
You gotta be a hard worker or you're not gonna get good grades, right? Okay.
Basically.
All right. And that's one of the things that I really admire about you is your work ethic. But we'll talk more about that in a bit. So the name of this podcast is A Commitment to Excellence, as you know.
Yep.
Why did I name it that, do you think?
To try and help people have a commitment to excellence.
Okay. Which people?
The people that want to be better.
Okay. Me, first and foremost, right? And anybody else that wants to be the best that they can be. Hopefully everybody wants to be the best that they can be, right? So what do you think about that? Do you think that people should try to be the best that they can be or no?
I think they should, because it's a good thing to do.
What's a good thing to do?
To be a good person and to try hard and to work hard. It'll be good for you in the long run.
Okay. What do you think the difference is between somebody who's like good at something and somebody who's amazing and great at something?
It's a pretty big difference. Basically, being just good at something is like you're fine with just being okay, and you don't want to be better, usually. And being amazing at something is when you put in the work and you work hard.
Okay. Generally speaking, which do you want to be?
I want to be amazing.
Okay.
Obviously,
that goes without saying, right? I think a lot of people want to be amazing, but I don't think a lot of people want to put in the work. What do you think about that?
I think you're not going to be amazing if you don't put in the work.
Yeah, I agree. Is it hard sometimes, do you think, to put in the work, to do the hard work?
Sometimes, yeah. Okay. In my opinion.
Yeah, it can be hard, right? Well, let me... Mm-hmm. So here's one of the things that I wanted to say to you. So I think one of the things... There's 1,000 things that I love about you, right? But there's 2 things that really stick out to me that I not only love about you, but I respect and admire you, and you actually inspire me a little bit with these 2 particular things. One of them is your work ethic. I just think you are a very hard worker, and I don't see, and I'm not saying they're not out there, but I don't see many kids that I think are working as hard as you do. And what am I talking about when I'm talking about working hard? What are the things that you think I'm talking about?
Like, practicing like every day consistently and wanting to be good.
Mm-hmm. So
wanting to put in the work.
Okay, so does that mean like it's practice? Like today's Sunday, we've got softball practice tonight. Does it mean you just go to practice and you work really hard and that's the end of it, or what are we talking about?
Practice on your own time.
Practice
on. You have to. You're not going to get better if you only practice one day a week.
Right. That is a very good point. Yeah. So how many days a week? And I'm not. So the things that you work really hard at as far as sports are, you mentioned earlier, is softball and soccer, right? How many days a week would you say you work out for softball and or soccer?
7 or 6 days a week.
7 or 6. Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate, yeah. But how many days a week do you have practice right now?
Well... On Sundays, I have softball practice and soccer practice. And then on Tuesdays, I have softball practice. And Wednesdays, I have softball practice. And then Fridays, I have indoor soccer games. So, like, 4 days of the week. Mm-hmm. And Saturdays, coaching practice again.
Okay. Well, let's...
So, 5 days of the week, I am doing... that.
Yep. So let's talk about those days a little bit. So Sunday's the travel team practice, right?
Yes.
So we'll go in order. So Monday, what do you usually do on Monday?
I pitch and either I run or I lift.
Okay. Here at home, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you do pitch and drills out in the garage. You throw in the net, right? And do you,
yes.
You ever do any hitting on Mondays?
Always. I always do hitting and pitching.
Okay.
Every day.
Nice. I love that about you. Okay. And then Tuesday, what's Tuesday? What do we do on Tuesday? We don't have travel ball practice. What do we have?
We go to a building and we, with a bunch of like high school kids, we practice softball.
So that's not really a team thing. That's a I want to get better thing. And you're, what grade are you in again?
7th grade.
And what grade are most of the girls in that are at the practice on Tuesday?
There's a couple freshmen, but most of them are seniors. I mean, juniors.
Okay, so high school girls. Do you hang with them, or are they just like you can't hang with them?
I think I'm pretty close in a skill level point them.
I would agree. You for sure hang with them. For sure. What do you think about working out with the older girls? What are your thoughts about that?
I did not like it at first. I did not want to do it at all. But I went, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Why didn't you want to do it at first?
Because I didn't want to look bad in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Have you looked bad?
No.
No, you have not. Except maybe for the night you busted up your finger.
Yes.
Split my finger. Yeah, you're fine. You're tough. Okay. Yeah. So you didn't want to do it because you were afraid you weren't going to be able to hang with them. Or, I don't know, were you worried that they weren't going to accept you?
I suppose a little bit. Probably. Yeah.
You know, the thing that I thought was funny about that was that you had played with all those girls when you were, or most of them when you were younger. So, like, you knew them already, right?
I didn't know them, like, a lot, but I've talked to them before.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
And they're all pretty good kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Although the music was a little sketchy last week, but anyway, we'll skip over that part for now. So now what do you think about it? You've been a bunch of weeks. How's it going?
It's good.
And it gives
I think
you,
it's...
It seems fun. I have fun going. And you get to get some extra reps in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
So, all right, so that's Tuesday night. That's sort of a voluntary thing. You don't have to go to that. You're not on a team. You probably won't play with those girls, although I say if an opportunity comes up for you to play with them this summer, you should. But that might not happen, right? But if it does, you're ready for it as far as I'm concerned, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Tuesday night we do that. Then what's Wednesday? What do you do on Wednesday?
Pitching. Practice.
Okay, so that's back in the garage again, or what do we do?
No, I go see a pitching coach.
You go see Coach Carey, right?
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like mind-blowingly awesome, 1 being super lame, how is she to work with?
Like an 8.
How come she's not like a 9 or a 10?
Because nobody's perfect.
True story, except, of course, me. But anyway, all right. So you go pitch with Carrie. What's that all? What do you do? Is that just a fun festival of balloons and rainbows? Or what do you do?
No, lately we've been doing a lot of, like, drills and stuff.
Would you say the drill... Go ahead.
Been working on, like, leg drive and pushing off the mound and that kind of stuff specifically.
Why are we bothering to do that, work on leg drive and pushing off the mound and whatnot?
Because it's pretty important when it comes to pitching.
How come?
Because if you want to pitch even remotely fast or get it across the plate, you have to have push in your legs.
Well, your legs are half your body, right? Maybe. And that's where all your power comes from, right? So all the really great pitchers have phenomenal leg drive, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do.
So that's Wednesday night. Then Thursday, what do you do on Thursday?
I pitch and hit my garage. And I either do miles or a lift, whatever I didn't do Monday.
Mm-hmm. So every once in a while, Thursday has been a night off, though, depending on what's going on. So sometimes you take that day off, right? And then...
Yeah.
Friday, we've got what on Friday?
A soccer game.
Indoor soccer, right? So you get some work in there. And what do we do on what do we do on Saturday?
Another pitching practice.
Yep.
With my travel softball team.
Yeah, with the travel softball team. Sometimes you'll work out in the morning, too, on Saturday. Not always, but sometimes you do.
Sometimes.
And then what's Sunday?
Soccer practice at 10 a.m. and softball practice at like 4 or 5 p.m.
Depending on the day, yeah. So that's your workout schedule, and you do this is obviously off-season, so we're gearing up for softball seasons coming right up, right?
Yes.
We're trying to be ready for that, right? Okay.
Definitely.
So you mentioned pitching practice. What is it that you like? Why do you like pitching?
It's just fun, and I just think it's an important position. So, and it kind of just came to me. Like, it just looked fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to try it.
Well, you come from pitching greatness, as you know. Why?
Yes.
Why do you come from pitching greatness?
Because my mom was a really good pitcher.
She was pretty good. Yeah, she was pretty good. Cool. So that's kind of your schedule. Do you think the best pitchers just pitch during softball season?
No.
How come?
You're not going to be good if you don't pitch, like, almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to stay consistent.
Yeah. I mean, when girls get older, maybe they can take some little breaks. But I've noticed, just from watching you, like, you went on a trip last summer. You were gone for, what, like, 10 days or whatever?
Yeah.
And you didn't really pitch much while you were gone, even though you were supposed to pitch all the time. But anyway, when you got back, you were a little rusty, right?
Yes.
You had to pitch your way back into shape. And then how much time would you say you took off this fall, like, during, like, soccer season?
Not a lot.
No.
I wouldn't say a lot.
No, it wasn't a lot.
I made sure to keep playing and pitching and practicing.
Yeah. Yeah, you did some, but you probably took, I don't know, you probably took like 6 or 8 weeks off from like anything serious probably this fall, right? Probably did some buckets and stuff once in a while, but you were going pretty hard with soccer, so you took some time off for sure. Okay.
Yep.
So do you think a pitcher's got to be the person who works the hardest off the field?
Her and the catcher, I think. But I think everyone else should be working hard too, if not as hard.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think you can't just show up to practice, and even if you just work hard at practice, if you don't do stuff outside of practice, you're certainly not going to get as good as you could get, right?
Yep.
So, I think usually the best athletes are the hardest workers. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're hard workers because we have to keep our grades and good to play sports, and that's what might motivate us to pay attention in school.
Yeah.
When it school sports, at least.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. You got to maintain certain grades and whatnot to stay eligible. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, but in summer, you have to like, if you don't have to maintain any grades, but if you actually want to be good, you have to still put in the work.
For sure. Yeah. All right. Well, one other thing I wanted to talk to you about. So I mentioned earlier that there were, aside from all the usual stuff, there were two things in particular about you that really I admire and kind of inspire me. We talked about your work ethic, right? Time out. There was one more question I wanted to ask you before I moved on. So how much do all these workouts that you do and, you know, 6 or 7 days a week, how much do your mother and I have to push you to do those workouts?
Not a lot. I mean, you have to, like, drive me.
Oh, get you to, like, that. Right, yeah, because you can't drive yet.
No.
No, I keep wanting to let you, but your mother seems to have a problem with that. I don't understand what's up with that, but anyway, so yeah, we have to drive you there. But I mean, like, you know, going out in the garage and throwing and hitting buckets, how much do we have to?
Not a lot, I would say. No, not really.
No, not, I agree, not really. Every once in a while, a gentle nudge is,
because sometimes I forget.
Yeah. Or you're not feeling it, but usually once you get out there, you're fine, right? That's the hardest part of a workout, the start. After you start, it's easy after that, usually. So what are you, how come we don't have to push you hard to make those, to get the workouts in? How come I don't have to yell at you and throw things at you and stuff like that?
Because I want to be good at everything.
At everything? All right, well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's hard to be good at everything, but...
But I want to be good at, like, soccer and softball. And, like I said earlier, you're not going to be good at those things, usually, if you don't put in the work.
Agreed. So, yeah, we don't have to push you very hard, which is pretty cool. I admire that. So the other thing that I was going to say is that I really admire how you're able to go into situations that a lot of kids wouldn't, right? Like, there have been a bunch of things that you have done over the last few years that I've noticed that I'm like, I'm not sure if I would have done that if I was you. Like, for example, going to that first workout with the high school girls, the softball workout, that was, I don't know if I would have done that when I was your age. I would have been intimidated and scared. And you were a little bit, right? You said that earlier. You were a little bit, but you did it anyway. And then, like, last year, you went and tried out for this new travel team in the winter. And you were a little nervous because you were like, I don't know anybody. I don't know, right? Well, then you got there and it turns out you did know one girl, right? The wheels on the bus. Yeah. And then, so that worked out, right? And now you're a core member of that team, I would argue. Yeah. And then the other thing that, well, you were a little, when you signed up to do indoor soccer this winter, you were a little bit nervous about that. Because why?
Because I'm one of the only girls on the team.
It's co-ed, and you're one of the only girls on the team, and you're like, I don't know if I want to know. But what has, like, you're rocking it, right? And it's a good experience for you. Why is playing indoor soccer, co-ed soccer, why is that a good experience for you, do you think?
Well, I think that boys help push you harder because they tend to be more, like, aggressive and competitive, so you have to bring up your game to be better to play with the boys.
100%. I totally agree with that. That makes a ton of sense. So I think that's been really good for you. Also, recently, you went to that softball camp that said it was for older kids, but seventh.
Yeah.
So you went to the camp and you got there and there were like no other or one other, there was one other seventh grade girl, right? And you were like, oh, all these girls are old and they were all from out of state and all that stuff, right? And you were like, eh. But you went in and you did it and you rocked it, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
And I just, guess. I didn't love it, though.
Why didn't you love it?
Because they wouldn't pay attention to me or the other girl.
Yeah. Well,
because we weren't as old as everybody else was.
Yeah, that makes sense. But you still got the reps, and you still had the experience, and you still, I guarantee you had to up your game to fit in and hang and do the drills. You did drills you'd never done before, right? Yeah.
Yeah, a few, I guess. Yeah.
I agree that I don't think you'll be going back to that camp next year, but maybe the year after that, you know, wouldn't be bad.
Maybe.
But still, yeah. It was a scary experience, and you were able to step up to the plate, right? Not everybody does that, right? Like, we know someone that was supposed to try out for a team, and they didn't want to, and the only reason they didn't want to, I bet, is because they were scared. But instead of, like, stepping up to the plate and rising to the challenge, they just decided to hit the eject button, right? I can't think of a time where you've ever done that.
No, I haven't really done that before. No. But you guys also haven't let me do that before.
So let me ask you a question. You're right. We have not, your mother and I have not let you do that, right? Like, what, that reminds me of the conversation that we had before you went to softball that night with the high school girls at the factory.
Mm-hmm.
What did I say to you? Do you remember what I said?
No.
What I remember saying, you tell me if I got this right. What I remember saying was something like, listen, let's go, let's check it out, let's give it a try. If you don't like it, if it's not your jam, we don't have to go back. Was it something like that?
Yeah, that's okay.
And have we been back?
Every week.
And why is that?
Because it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Uh-huh, that's right, yeah. So what do you think? Do you think your mom and I would do you a favor if every time you were a little hesitant about doing something, we were like, okay, pumpkin, you don't have to do it?
No. That's not gonna help me, like, at all, ever.
No, it's not. Now, if you came and said, geez, Dad, some of my friends are jumping off this bridge here, and, you know, I'm a little scared to do it, I don't know if I should, I'm probably not gonna say, okay, pumpkin, just try it once, and if you don't like it, you don't have to do it again. But if it's something like, you know, I want to try this practice with this new team or go to this camp or something like that, like, there's no way we're gonna tell you it's okay to not do it, right?
Yeah,
there is value in facing your fears a little bit, and I have never seen you fail to do that. I know I've seen it be hard for you, and I think, you know, we've talked a little bit about sometimes you're a little passive in some of those situations, and, you know, I think if you could figure out how to flip the switch from passive to aggressive, that would serve you well. But you still do it. And there are many, many kids who will melt into a puddle of goo and they won't do it. And, you know, I think, personally, I think their parents do them a real disservice by not trying to find ways to encourage them. You know, and I don't recall ever dragging you kicking and screaming into anything.
No.
And I hope that, and, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, but I hope that you feel like your mother and I listen to you when you have concerns about stuff. But I'm never gonna be okay with you not doing something just because you're a little scared or anxious. Because that's how you get better. You push outside of your comfort zone. And I think on some level you understand that, right?
Yeah.
Because I've seen you do it. Not many times. You know, I didn't take you to the camp that day. Your mom did. But I don't think she drug you in there kicking and screaming.
No. What? I did not want to go in at first. But I was like, we're here. So.
Whatever. So what did you do? What were you able to do?
Go inside and just...
What made you do that?
Myself, because I was like, I can't just chicken out because I'm already here. Mm-hmm. So
you had to conjure up some what? What'd you have to conjure up from inside of you?
Like, I don't really know what to call it, but like I didn't want to... be lame and just
You know what I'd call it?
What?
Courage, strength, tenacity. Those are the words that I would use.
Yeah, I guess.
You did good. I love that about you. You always find some courage and some strength. And you are a tenacious young lady. And I love that about you. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about goal setting. I want to do this for a couple of reasons. One is I think it's really important. Two, I know you're working on it for softball right now. So I think it would be good. What are your thoughts? Do you think setting goals is a good practice, is an important thing to do?
Yeah, I think it's fairly important. Just to try and make yourself better in a way.
Okay.
And it's good to set up goals so you like stay on top of things and be more productive with your time.
I love that. Yeah, that's cool. All right, well, let's go. Do you have your, so what are we doing? Why don't you tell everybody what we're working on with the travel softball team?
So basically, last week we worked on setting goals for like us as a team.
Mm-hmm.
So this week we are working on setting goals for yourself.
And why are we doing that? Working on goals for yourself.
To help improve on things so we can be a better team.
Okay.
As like a goal.
So you're looking at individual goals to make yourself better as an individual player with the bigger picture goal to be that we're trying to make the team better, right? So improving on your individual goals in theory will help make the team stronger, right? And are we, mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about what the team's looking like this year? Do you think we're going to have a good season? What do you think?
I think we will. I think some of us should practice more on our own time. But I think we might do pretty good this year.
Okay. So the assignment is due tonight, right? So what I think it was come up with between 5 and 10 individual goals to help yourself improve. Right? Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm curious. I haven't heard these yet. I haven't seen them, but you're done. You've got your goals laid out. I wouldn't mind. I think it would be a good exercise for you to share them with us, and maybe you and I can kick them around a little bit and talk about them a little bit before practice tonight. What'd you come up with?
Okay. So my first one that I wrote down was to bring up my confidence when I go up to bat.
Okay. And why did you choose that for a goal?
I chose that one because I tend to overthink a lot of things when I go up to bat.
Yeah.
And all I really do is think about don't strike out, don't strike out, don't strike out. When I should be thinking about like get a hit, like just try and get a hit.
Mm-hmm. And focusing on the right, because the travel team has a hitting coach, right, who's pretty awesome, and like just like he played Major League Baseball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. For so a little while. For a while he did, yeah. So he kind of knows what he's talking about, right? So he's teaching you the simple components of what a great swing looks like, right? And I think, I don't know, I really like the stuff he's been working on you with so far this season. If you just do those, if your mechanics are sound, right? Like the hitting is going to come, right? And why are you, just out of curiosity, let's flush this out a bit. Why are you so afraid of striking out?
I don't really know. I don't want to do bad. And I think I just want to look good and I want to try and be better than everybody else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what you want to try to do is just be the best that you can be, right? And if you get a hit 3 or 4 times out of 10 at bats, that's a Hall of Fame baseball player, right? Now, maybe it's not a Hall of Fame softball player. Maybe you got to be more like 4 or 5 times out of 10. But still, that's great. So, you know, I think you just got to wrap your head around the fact that you're going to strike out once in a while because you're going up there and you're taking some swings and you're going to face some good pitchers. How many, just remind me for a second, roughly how many strikeouts did you throw last year?
Almost 200.
Yeah, you were like 196, 198, something like that, okay? So you struck out, we'll call it 200 girls last year, right? Some of them were good hitters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just happens, yep. Right? Every good, great hitter strike out once in a while. So, anyway, I support that goal, working on your confidence at the plate a little bit. That's a good one. All right, what's your next goal?
My next one is to pitch a no-hitter.
Pitch a no-hitter. I love that. That's a good goal. You think that's a realistic goal?
I think it could be a realistic goal.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, I will see. I mean, either school ball or travel ball, travel ball will be harder because you probably will tend to pitch against the better teams that we play. So no hitting a good team is going to be hard to do, right? But school ball, maybe. But you've got a shot for sure to throw a no-hitter this year. And you have improving defenses behind you also, and that will help too, right? Because a no-hitter doesn't necessarily mean they don't hit the ball. They hit it to second base and they make the play and get him out at first. And the no-hitter is intact, right? So throwing a no-hitter is kind of a team sport, right? It's you can't just strike out everyone you face, right? Okay?
Yeah.
I love that goal. What else you got?
200 strikeouts.
200 strikeouts. I think if you count school ball, I think you'll destroy that. I think you might end up, I think you could get close to 250 this year, potentially. If you stay on the path, but we'll see. Good goal. I like that. But you might have to adjust that one up a little bit. Okay?
Maybe.
We'll see. What else you got?
My next one is hit a home run in a game.
Hit a home run in a game? Yeah, I like your chances for that. Because you've hit some in practice, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like your chances for that. What will increase the likelihood of that happening?
Working on my batting.
And what else?
My confidence.
There you go. Good. All right. Awesome. What else you got?
I want to work on my speed and just getting faster.
Okay. All right. That's a good one. I like that.
I want to work on sliding.
Oh, yes, that's a good one. Why do you want to work on that?
Because I'm awful at it. Like, terrible.
Well, I don't know if you're awful at it, but you certainly do not like to do it, right? And how has that caused you and your team problems in the past?
Because I've gotten out before.
One time in particular, I can remember the only reason you got out was because you did not slide, right? And they were able to tag you. Yeah. So that's a good one. We've got to work on that. What do you think gets in your way of sliding?
Because I don't want to get hurt for some reason.
Yeah, I think you're apprehensive. Yeah. Who's the best slider you've ever seen?
Ella.
I would say her, or there's one other one that comes to mind.
Lily.
Yeah. What is it about both of them that makes them good sliders?
They're crazy.
That isn't what I would have said, but that's an awesome answer. I hope they listen to this. I think they're fearless when it comes to it, right? Like, they just do it, and they do it right, and they make it look so easy. Remember that, was it Ella that had that slide when we played on turf last summer, and she just blew right across the plate and popped right up? Like, she looked like a...
Yeah.
She looked like a professional ballerina doing that. Was it Ella or Lily that I'm thinking of? Either way, it doesn't matter. They're both phenomenal sliders, right? And they're just, I wouldn't say they're crazy, but they run hard and they don't care, right? Like, they're fearless when it comes to that. And that fearlessness, the girls that get hurt sliding are the girls that are apprehensive and do it halfway, right? The girls that just go full bore at it and just do it almost never get hurt. So we just got to get to that point. It's a reps thing too, like anything else, right? So we need grass and hoses and mudslides, and we just got to slide all summer long. Okay. Do you have any other goals? How many more do you have?
I have four more. Because I did all 10 of them.
You did 10? All right. Well, awesome. I love it. I want to hear the rest of them.
Okay. My next one is try not to walk more than 30 people or 20 people this year.
I would say 30 is a very lofty goal for as many innings as you will probably pitch. But you give walks or runs, right? Oftentimes, so we don't want to walk many people. So 30, I wouldn't say 20. 30, you know, if you had 200 strikeouts and 30 walks, you'd be a boss for sure. So that's a good goal. So what's that mean? That means you're throwing strikes.
Yes.
And your balls that you throw are smart when you're up in the count and you throw stuff like you throw your curve outside the zone or something like that, right? All right. I dig it.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Oh, speaking of curveball, this one's about my curveball. I want to try and gain more control of my curveball and get, like, just better at my curveball since I just started it.
Yep, no, I dig it. Cool. That's a good one. How could you make that, just to go with the curveball for a minute, how could you make that, like, a little more specific, like, by when?
This year.
By, like, school ball or summer ball?
Like, summer ball.
Yeah, I think that's probably... So, you know, maybe by, like, the first or second tournament, have good control over the curve. That would be... That would be a good goal. But it's going to take some time, right? That's not an easy pitch to master. Not many girls your age are throwing it, so...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
My next one is to be the best pitcher in the state of Maine.
In your age group. How about that?
Yeah.
Because I think there are some 18-year-old girls that might have an edge on you. In your...
Okay.
All right. So 12... So you're 13, but because of when your birthday is, you can still play 12U this year, right? So 12U... Yes. Be the best pitcher in the state. I would say you probably will be one of the best pitchers in the state for sure. Ironically, there's a couple of other good girls just on our travel teams, right? There's, you know, Lauren in particular, I would say. But anyway, so you've got some good girls to throw with, right? And compete with. That's pretty awesome. So, awesome. Very cool. Was that it?
And my last.
One more. Yeah. What's your last one?
No, that was my last one.
Okay. Those are some good goals. All right. So when we talk about goals, we talk about trying to make them specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time limited. That's why I threw in the time limited piece. So how do you think? Do you think your goals are specific?
Yeah, I think they're fairly specific. I think I could add a few minor details.
Yeah, I think you could too. That's good self-analysis. How about measurable?
I think they're pretty measurable.
One of them's hard to measure, I think.
Which one?
Well, you tell me, which one do you think is hard to measure?
I don't know.
How do you measure confidence?
It's pretty hard to measure.
It's hard to measure. The other ones, like the number of strikeouts and the walks and, you know, hitting a home run, all that stuff's measurable, right? It happens, it doesn't happen. So those are good. But the confidence one, that's hard to measure. But I think it will come out in the wash, right? Like it will come out with you getting some more hits, being more comfortable at the plate, being less upset in the event that you do strike out or get out, right? It's part of the game, right? You know, you're planning on having 200 or 250 strikeouts. You're going to do that. Some other pitcher wants to do that to you too, right? They want to take you out. So that's how the game goes, right? So, but that's hard to measure, okay? Realistic. Do you think any of your goals are unrealistic?
No.
I don't think any of them are unrealistic. I think the 30 walks might be. That's a tough order, but I think you could do it, and I think if you did do it, you'd be in very good shape. Let's see. Time limited. That one, I think. What do you think about time limited? Are your goals, do you have time parameters and whatnot on them?
I'd say this year.
This season.
Most of them.
Yeah.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, so there are some time things. So you hit most of them. That's good, right?
Yeah.
So maybe we'll talk about them tonight a little bit at practice and refine them from there, right? This is what I want to do with all the girls on the team is go through their goals and refine them a little bit and then kind of write them up and maybe do like some journaling or something. Do you think it would be valuable for you to kind of keep a journal throughout the season and keep track of how you're making progress on your goals? I don't mean like a Dear Diary thing. I just mean like recording your strikeouts and your walks and, you know, keeping track of stuff.
For pitching, it might be a good idea.
What about for hitting?
Hitting. Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Okay.
I think it would be helpful, I suppose.
Yeah, no, I think it could be. And the research would suggest that it would be helpful, actually. So maybe we can work on that, okay? Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, what else? Is there anything else that you would like to say about your commitment to excellence and that kind of thing?
I think we covered most of it.
You think so? Okay. How did you enjoy being my first ever guest on the Commitment to Excellence podcast?
It was great.
It was great. All right, you're going to tell all your friends to listen?
I don't know if they will want to listen to this, because all my friends are lame like that. But.
Well, I hope they don't listen now, because you just called them lame. But do you have anything you would like to say, anything inspirational, or anyone you want to give a shout out to or thank or anything like that?
Not really. Thank you for having me on the podcast, by the way.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, it was fun. I enjoyed chatting with you like this. I appreciate it.
Yes.
All right, well, how about we'll call that good? Thanks a bunch. I appreciate you. Appreciate you being here. Maybe what we can do is I can have you back in the fall and we can go over your goals and stuff and talk about how you did and what you think and where you want to go from here. How's that sound?
Sounds great. That's
awesome.
A good idea.
I have lots of good ideas. You just need to keep that in mind, okay?
Sure.
All right. Thanks, Reagan, for joining us. I appreciate it.